This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That's right. As heard yesterday on NBC Sports Boston, there's our guy, Drew Carter, who broadcasts alongside the almighty and wonderful Scal, heard each and every Wednesday here at 4 p.m. on WEEI Afternoons, with the call as the Celtics win two supremely meaningless games against the Charlotte Hornets at home to take their record to 61-21 on the season. Next stop, playoffs, Sunday at home against either the Magic of Orlando or the Hawks of Atlanta. Fitzy and Mego here with you alongside Dan Ball and Mr. Tech Extraordinaire himself, Stanley Stiz Grimy Bruno on WEEI Afternoons. Your calls are welcome at
Janice?
617.
Hello?
I am still not recovered from what happened before trending 10 minutes ago.
We may have to just, in the 5 o'clock, the first thing we're going to play at Odds and Ends is that absolute masterpiece of Stiz trolling me during my, it was after 3-point stance. I was telling a story coming out of your 3-point stance, Mego.
And it was a great one.
It was indeed. And you had the bright idea to encourage Stiz. You were the bad person who fed the animal in the zoo, Dan. And then Stiz technologically trumps me. And then the car crash that took place when I threw it to trending was...
Stiz accidentally started playing an ad and you thought it was a caller.
Janice? Hello?
Well, no, because the ad said something about Janice, so that's why I said hello.
Hello, I'm Janice.
I'm Janice, and I lost weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hello, Janice?
Janice? Hello?
All professional over here. Professional operation.
That's us.
Oh, my God. Janice, hello, should be the new name. I'm going to just switch that to all my handles. Anyway, before we get back to the Celtics talk, let's clean up some of the phone calls regarding Mego's 3-point stance that cell phones should be banned from all professional sporting events.
I said the playoffs. Playoffs in your seats.
No, I would have gone for all of them. But if you want to say playoffs, that's fine.
Let's just ban them from the world.
Okay, that's the best thing. If we could just go back to... just basic phones,
95,
no screens.
Let's go.
Yes. Pre-BlackBerry. I'm here for it. Tom is from Hull. I think he agrees with Mego. What's up, Tom?
Oh, all day. You're two of my favorite people, Mego and Fitzy. You guys, that was, Mego, that was an absolute great lead or whatever we call it. I loved listening to you. I was watching the Masters yesterday with my 30-year-old son, and I said to him, look at all those people around the green sitting there with no phones out. They're all intrigued. They're all walked right into what's happening. I loved it. And so, Mego, hats off to you. That was a great take. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so
Tom
much, Tom.
Tom gets us.
I can
thank
tell
you, Tom.
By Tom's voice that he's 23.
Shocker. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very glad that I have the youth on my side.
Definitely.
Stiz, you're on thin ice. You're on shaky ground, pal. You better watch out. You were smitten by the technological gods for your terrible response to Mego's take. Back to your Celtics, Mego. Okay, so they got 6 days off, until they play winner of Magic Hawks. I think the majority of the world believes that it's going to be the Magic. Obviously, the Celtics lost to them a couple days ago, but that's when they literally started the bench. It was the Stay Ready crew in Orlando after getting in at 4:30 in the morning, following a 1,000-mile flight, following a thriller in overtime against the New York Knickerbockers. Nobody faults them for that at all. They didn't have a hard time with the Magic this year. I think a lot of people thought the Magic would be better. Maybe they'll rekindle some of that inspo come playoff time, because it seems like the Celtics were a team this year, Mego, that brought out the best in everybody and kind of elevated their game. Hey, we're playing the Celtics. This is our NBA Finals. This is our basketball Super Bowl as well. So before we get into a good question that the Midday Show posed about, do you feel like the Celtics under or overachieved on the season? Tell me, what's your comfort level right now with the Celtics heading into the postseason, injuries, managed minutes and all?
So I don't want to come off as like overconfident and I'm just penciling them into every round to get back to the finals. But I kind of think that that's what the expectation should be with the team, because they're so deep, because they're so talented. I am concerned about the pain management injections that Ramona Shelburne reported that Jaylen Brown is getting in that knee. That's been a problem for a couple weeks now. And I would like to see him utilized less in these early rounds, because you're going to need him in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals. But overall, I'd say my feeling is pretty confident in the Celtics. I really like the way that the starters in rotation have been playing before they started this taper period over the last week. I love the confidence that Joe Mazzulla has with the team this year and how much he's grown as the head coach. So I think it's the, like, they're kind of playing with house money right now in these early rounds. And I know that's like a really kind of condescending and snobby way to look at the rest of the league, but it's honestly how I feel today.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say house money. I'd push back on that. And to me, when you say like someone's playing with house money, it's you never expected to be here in the first place. So.
Oh, okay. I guess what I'd say is I don't feel like they, it's almost like I don't feel like the stakes are very high for them in these early rounds because they have such a strong advantage.
Okay. Hey, listen, they are 10, 11 starters deep, if you want to say that, if you want to put it that way, because they have such depth. Joe Mazzulla has done a great job managing the minutes, doing the load management, if you will. So they are reasonably well rested. They do seem, by and large, aside from Jaylen Brown's pain management injection knee, they seem to be in pretty excellent health. I do caution just the Celtics in general of taking any team for granted. I don't want to see them throttle up Jaylen Brown so much that they grind his knee to a point where he's not healthy enough to play even in the conference semis or the conference finals. I would try to manage that and mitigate his minutes as well as the pain as much as they possibly can. None of us still really know what it is. No one knows what kind of pain management injection that he just got as well. But I would caution them taking any potential opponent for granted. And as far as how they finished up their season, again, the Jones and Keefe show, the boys before us on the middays, did an excellent job. And the question was, did they overachieve? Did they underachieve? How did you look at the season? To which I would say, I just think they achieved. I would say they came in right around where I would think they did. They had an easy path to the finals last year. You knew you were going to get everyone's best shot and then some this year. Teams like Cleveland and also Oklahoma City, as well as the Lakers, a lot of other teams improved, because once you're on top, you are now the target. You are the team to beat. Everyone is gunning for you. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, which the Celtics have worn this year. And I think it's impressive that they've actually gotten back to 61-21. Are they underachieving at home? Yes. Are they overachieving on the road? Yes. How that shakes out once the playoffs get rolling next Sunday, we'll find out. Mega, we got to catch a break. When we come back, I'll get more of your thoughts here on these Celtics-related matters as well. And we're going to talk more about this Jaylen Brown injury. Is this going to be something that gets in the way of the Celtics repeating? Is it not a big deal? Is this ultimately what stops Banner 19 from getting hung in the rafters at the Garden? Mego explains here with Fitzy, Stiz, and Dan on WEEI Afternoons. Don't go anywhere.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
This is Jaylen Brown a little over a week ago talking about managing the pain, dealing with what's bothering him in his knee, and how he was approaching the end of the season for the Celtics. Of course, last week we came to learn, Mego, that Jaylen Brown was sat down. He did not pursue getting 22 minutes or more in the final three games so that he could make the 65 games played, try to make all NBA. Whether it was him meeting with the team, he and his team making up their mind that it wasn't worth the pursuit. If someone told him if he keeps grinding and doesn't take a couple of weeks off, he could injure the knee more. I'm glad that cooler and calmer heads prevailed and that they were able to figure that rest was indeed the best medicine, or at least the proper prescription for him right now. So I go into it asking you this, Mego. Is Jaylen Brown's mystery knee injury, is this the thing that concerns you of all possible factors and variables? Is Jaylen Brown's nagging knee injury what makes you, like, is that what gives you the most concern about the Celtics possibly repeating as NBA champions?
Oh, definitely. It's the kind of thing where we've said all season, what's most important for the Celtics is that they stay healthy, that their starters stay healthy. And I think even if you look at Kristaps Porzingis, who's been playing great again before this taper period and is able to make up a lot of the production that you lose with Jaylen sitting, you still need Jaylen because of the motor that he is for this team. Like, even with the production that you get from Porzingis, from Jrue Holiday on some nights, from Peyton Pritchard as likely sixth man of the year, Jaylen Brown is the second best player on your roster. And a lot of times he's the one who's leading scoring in the first quarter. A lot of times he's the one whose physical play is swinging the momentum in the third quarter or stopping the bleeding because he has this sheer force of will with which he plays. And so if you don't have that in the later rounds and he's not himself, that's the biggest concern I can think of outside of something happening with JT, God forbid.
Dan, you watch a little bit of basketball as well yourself, always seem willing to provide a level-headed take. Is that your biggest concern for the Celtics?
I think it has to be, in terms of concerns that we already know of. If there were, as Mego kind of teed up, if there were other injuries that popped up, I still worry about Porzingis' longevity. If you get a couple rounds into the playoffs and just how many different things he does and how much space he opens up for other guys, but present issues that are in front of this team, yeah, I think it's that, and it's kind of a runaway choice.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, okay, internally, that's probably the biggest concern. My concern is just that there might be a better team or two. That's, like, to me, that's my ultimate concern. Like, you have what you have with the Celtics right now. Injured Jaylen Brown, healthy Jaylen Brown or not, I don't know exactly what's, you know,
whether his knee was 80%, 90%, 100% the last time they played Oklahoma City. Do we know exactly when the knee injury occurred or when it really started nagging him, Mego?
Well, it's hard to even gauge with Oklahoma City because when these two teams matched up against each other, the first time they're shorthanded, they didn't have Chet Holmgren, and the second time you're shorthanded because Al Horford doesn't play back-to-backs and Kristaps Porzingis was out with some kind of bronchitis virus.
Oh, that was the mystery virus.
So there's different points. Like you haven't really seen each other in full. And that's the nature of the finals, right? You get two shots at a team during the regular season, and the NBA largely treats the regular season as not counting anywhere near as much as even the early rounds of the playoffs, which is just the reality of it. So do I think that OKC is a better team than you? No, I think the Celtics are still a better team, but they are far and away better than any team that the Celtics, this almost exact same team, faced last year during the playoffs. They're an older team than they were last year, and they're much more complete. And the double bigs that they can run out there are scary. Like, they have different scary looks beyond just SGA, getting to the foul line, getting to the free throw line, which I think a lot of fans think that's all it is over there.
No, I still feel like people in this area are grossly underestimating just how good the Thunder are. Like, they were 68-14. It's one of the better records ever, and that's with them kind of crapping the bed in a couple of games or just punting down the stretch as well. Like, and they're only going to get better because they're getting more experience and they have more draft picks, and they may ultimately attract more free agents because they're not cap-strapped or in the middle of the second apron like a lot of other teams that are currently getting after it. And or trying to win slash repeat as NBA champions. Look, the Celtics have the talent. I agree 100%. And I've been on team rest Jaylen Brown. I told him I didn't want Tatum playing. I wanted him bubble wrapped a few weeks ago when he rolled his ankle. I think it was against the Heat. I forget what night it was It was Sacramento, because wasn't it Sabonis who incidentally ran into him trying to defend a 3-point shot?
Yeah.
And that's what, he landed on Sabonis' foot when he planted under him when he shot the three, right? I wanted Tatum managed, and I think Missoula's done a great job with all of the minutes management with these guys, getting them to the postseason as healthy, well-rested, and prepared as possible. So if you only have Jaylen Brown at 75% the rest of the way, is there enough on the Celtics, Mego, to fill in for that extra 25% so that if you know you have him 36 minutes, kind of compromised, 25 minutes, if you can only play him 30 minutes a night, 25 minutes, we'll say, because then the knee becomes an issue. Is there enough on this team to make up for that, or is that going to be sorely missed?
I would guess, yeah, but again, it just makes your path harder. Like, to me, it becomes the difference between, are you winning games in five or six games, series in five or six games, or are you going seven game series and then really adding even more minutes and more workload to a guy, to your point, Dan, to a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, and then when you get to the finals, or if you get back to the finals even before then, going seven games with the Cavs, then you get back to the finals and you see OKC there, and then you really do need Jaylen, I think, at least not nearly as banged up as he appears to be now, or getting through that pain. You know what I'm saying? It just makes your path more difficult. Do I think you can still get there? Yes. Yes, I still think that you're the best team in the league, and it's a slimmer gap between you and OKC and the Nuggets and the Lakers than it was this time last year, but you're still better. It's just, do you need Jaylen in those early rounds that much? Like, that's the balancing act. Can you beat them in five or six and get back to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals and have Jaylen healthy? That's all the balancing act to me.
You were talking earlier, Mego, when we were discussing Rory McIlroy and him finally breaking through and getting his greatest achievement, the Masters title. We were talking about other athletes that need to do so. I can't help but think that if Jason Tatum lifts this Celtics team up, but full well knowing how compromised Jaylen is, with Jaylen being so integral to the Celtics winning the title last year, that if he's able to lead them, make up for the points, make up for the defense, play 40-plus minutes a night all the way through, and carry the Celtics back to Duck Boats, Banner 19, and back-to-back championships, that'll be more than he could ever want, hope for, or ask. I would think that would be truly Tatum's crowning achievement. All right, 617-779-7937. If there's a player you believe is most integral to making up for the difference in Jaylen Brown with his injury, let us know. If you guys don't want to see Jaylen Brown until the Celtics absolutely need him, you're just 10 numbers away with a text message or a phone call. Coming up, it's football o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and you guys thought we weren't going to talk some Patriots, some mock drafting, and everything else that makes it go around these days. Could an injury in New Orleans lead to some possible draft day maneuvering for your New England Patriots? Is Derek Carr the key to the Patriots getting all they want out of the first round and then some? Mego and I and the crew are going to discuss when we come back next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.